Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio here on Inside MLB. And today, with the trade line coming to a close in these next couple days, we have a whole bunch of action and really just great topics and debates to be talking about. There were several moves tonight. There have been several big ones earlier this week. And so, Benson, are you looking forward to the show today?
Yeah, I mean, Cole Hamels being traded was obviously the biggest move today. But also yesterday, Kyle Watch, the Nationals, several other moves. Basically, as the trade deadline comes closer and closer, teams are going to get more desperate and desperate. And I'm interested to see if the Reds do like to trade like Chapman and Mike Leake.
Yeah, and as it's the 29th, the trade deadline ends on the 31st. I want to say 4 o'clock, Benson. Tell me if I'm right. And
Yeah, it's 4
o'clock. Yeah. So these next couple days, especially tomorrow and the 31st, we're going to see some moves that I really don't think people saw. This is really when teams, like you said, get desperate and sort of just make a crazy move because they can get or sell a player. And so, yeah, the big one tonight, though, Cole Hamels has been acquired by the Texas Rangers. And really, since the start of the season, everyone knew Cole Hamels was going to get traded, as this was the last year on his contract. And I think he just, as he's an aging player, really wants to be with a good team for the next couple last years of his career. Even though, I mean, he was on the Phillies, which every team is going to be an improvement from that. But the Rangers, Benson, as you very well know, are not having all that great of a year also. So, I mean, he gets out of Philadelphia, but he's really not going to a World Series bound team.
Yeah, and another big move tonight was Carlos Gomez to the Mets. And I didn't really see this coming. I thought acquire, like, you know, one rebound Kelly Johnson and then call it quits. The fact that they go out and get Carlos Gomez, team's going to be good now. But I didn't think they were going to trade one of their arms in Zach Wheeler, which did come as a shock to me. But now the Mets are a legitimate playoff contender. They're one game back of the Nationals. They're 3.5 games back of the Dodgers and Giants, who are at a tie in the National League West, and the loser of the division right now would play in the second wild card. Gomez was going to go to the Indians. But I think it's a good trade for the Mets. Sandy Alderson obviously made the move that the Mets fans needed to see, and they're set for, obviously, this year, try to make that playoff push. And then for next year, obviously, try to win the World Series, I think, will be the main goal. But another big headline tonight is Twitch Wolitzki. He had a homer debut tonight and two doubles. So a big fire by the Blue Jays. Obviously, it paid off tonight.
Yeah, definitely. Going into the Josh Donaldson topic, as you very everyone probably knows this by now, he was traded to the Blue Jays for Jose Reyes in exchange, and his first game with the Blue Jays really just shows that he is a part of the team already. And, I mean, just adding this guy, I mean, you're never going to see a night from Jose Reyes when he does this. But, I mean, this, what George Wolitzki brings to this offense and even how he can show what he can bring even on a daily basis is just really exciting. for MLB, and then we're now going into the like the Carlos Gomez topic. I think this was an unexpected but smart move for the Mets. I mean, the Mets, we already know, they're stacked up on pitching, arguably the best pitching staff in all of the league, but they are a little shaky on the offensive end. And I think Carlos Gomez is going to be definitely a key addition as this team is really looking to make it to the playoffs, as they have not made it to the playoffs in a while. So, yeah, Carlos Gomez to the Mets in exchange for Zach Wheeler from the Mets. So, yeah, Carlos Gomez going back to his original team. So, yeah, that's also breaking news. And so, yeah, Benson.
And another thing I mentioned, you know, the trade deadline is who gets David Price. As I was reading today, the Toronto Blue Jays, the Los Angeles Dodgers, and the New York Yankees are supposed to have quote-unquote all-out bidding war on prospects to see who's going to get David Price. Now, my prediction was about a week ago that the Dodgers were going to go in to get David Price, and if they didn't get him, they'd get Hamels or Cueto. List him off the board. They need a pitcher, and I think David Price will suit them. And I mean, time window on them winning a championship, and I think they haven't won since 1980 or 78, is closing, because Zach Greinke is almost obviously going to opt out, and then you're left with Clayton Kershaw at the top of the rotation. I know it's really good still, but the time window is sort of closed on their pitching to really put it to use. If they do acquire David Price, really helped him in the stretch run, because as most people know, Clayton Kershaw has not performed well in the playoffs, but Greinke has been performing well as of late. About the Blue Jays, they need pitching. I think if they do go out and get David Price, it just makes this team that much better. And then I actually do legitimately think they'd be World Series contenders because of the offense that they already have. But as I said a week ago, I think they're going to make a choice with Lewicki. I think they need to make a pitching splash. And that move, I think, would be to get Mike Leake and Walters Chapman from the Cincinnati Reds. If they do that, then they have the bullpen arm right there, and they have a front-of-the-line pitching arm right there who will definitely help them down the road. And also, a big move today that happened, Matt Latos and Alex Wood, in a 3-team deal, they're both going to Los Angeles. So maybe this suggests that the Dodgers are going to concede David Price because they now have Alex Wood and Matt Latos, and it's going to maybe you have the Blue Jays and the Yankees to see who gets David Price.
Yeah, and this just in, the Rangers to get Cole Hamels, Jake Diekerman, and Cash from the Phillies for left-handed pitcher Matt Harrison and five other prospects. So, yeah, just more out of that deal. And I really want to get on the topic here of David Price, as I think we would definitely should expect him to be traded within these next days, this next day and hours even. He's having a good year. I mean, David Price, he has been very solid throughout his shorter career with the Tigers. He has 9-4 with a 2.5 ERA. And I think if there's any team that needs them, it is the Toronto Blue Jays, like you said. The Dodgers are definitely going to be pulling for him, as they did not get Cueto and who's the other guy? Can't remember, but just really to get another postseason pitcher. But I think David Price is going to end up in a different uniform than Detroit. I just think, like you said, with dominant starting pitching, less pitching like David Price and the Blue Jays offense, I think the Blue Jays will just destroy the American League East for the next couple months of the season and maybe eventually win it and have a deep run in the playoffs.
What do you think would make more sense? For the Blue Jays to go out and get David Price as a rental player, or for them to get both White League and Aroldis Chapman in a blockbuster trade and let up maybe like a Chris Colabello or Devin Travis to get those two guys, because their offense is always stacked. I think they could recently give up one of these three players, Dalton Pompey, Chris Colabello, or Devin Travis. So three great offensive young players, and they already, even if they let go of them, they have Encarnacion, they have Donaldson, they have Martin, they have Tulowitzki, and they have Jose Bautista. So their offense is already stacked. If they can give up Colabello, Travis, or Pompey for Leak and Chapman, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
I think these are both going to be two. You just have to think either one of the two is going to happen, either Mike Leake and Aroldis Chapman to the Blue Jays or David Price to the Blue Jays. I think the Blue Jays would benefit more from Mike Leake and Aroldis Chapman just because, I mean, in my perspective, I think they get the most dominant reliever in all of baseball, Aroldis Chapman, and a decent starting pitching. I think they would be able to benefit from it a lot more than they would just one guy that pitches one every 5 days. So I think you can see a lot more, just a lot more improvement of a horrific pitching staff in the Blue Jays.
Now, just to move off topic a little bit, do you think Jose Reyes is going to stay a Rocky?
I can't see that happening. I think, do they have any, like, guys in the minors for a shortstop?
Yes, they have a top prospect that's supposed to be their shortstop for the future now that Tulo's gone.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Jose Reyes, he doesn't seem like one of those guys that will stay. I mean, shortstops in this game are not as easy as they've ever been. They are not hitters at all. And I think Troy Tulowitzki was definitely one of the best hitting shortstop other than Yonny Peralta. And so I think Jose Reyes is a good leadoff guy and a good fielder, so I think he can really bounce around. I think he's definitely a rental player, just sort of playing out the second half of the season as the Rockies really don't have a chance. So, yeah, I think he will definitely be traded somewhere in the offseason.
And obviously, in my mind, and as they've already shown, the Rockies are sellers. They traded Tulo. Now they're probably next goal to trade Reyes and Cargo. Now, Cargo was for the Angels, he was a big one. So, but they already shorted up. They got a lot of good bats. They got Shane Victorino. They got David DeJesus. So two left-handed bats to throw in left field. So Jay Bruce and Cargo are not going to be going to the Angels. So to see where they're going is sort of tough to see right now. And, I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if he was to move to the Angels trade deadline. Now, Jose Reyes most likely will be moved because they have that top prospect right there. And, I mean, offense and speed is hard to come by in majors. And as the Royals prove last year, having a huge offense isn't necessarily key thing to get to the World Series. So if they do get a speed guy like Reyes, who has 16 stolen bases to date, who's having a good offensive season, as we compared in the show, I believe yesterday where we talked about numbers between Tulo and Reyes, Tulo's having a better season, but Tulowitzki's an perennial all-star. Reyes isn't necessarily that. So I think Reyes will be gone. I'm not sure where, but it'll be interesting to see where he lands, and obviously if he'll go to a contender. And the Rockies now put themselves in a good position because they can trade Cargo and Reyes for pitching prospects who they desperately need in a more than hitter-friendly course field.
Yeah, definitely. So are you saying that Reyes would be gone without even playing a week for the Rockies?
I mean, I think he will. He's probably going to play. He might play tomorrow, but I think a deal is going to happen, obviously, before the deadline on Friday. So if he does play a game, it'll be tomorrow, and I believe he played night for them. I'm not sure about that, though. So, Reyes is going to get moved. Cargo, I'm pretty sure, will get moved. But then, to the Athletics, I think. So, they traded Ben Sobers to the Royals, which is a big acquisition for them. Because Alex Bowman going down, and Ben Sobers is a utility player, so he'll be able to fill in left field. But do you think Ben Sobers made sense to the Royals as much as other teams out there, like Pirates, for example, who were also searching for him?
No, Benson. I don't think the Pirates, I mean, they already got Aramis Ramirez. I don't think they need another middle infielder. I think the Buccos will be just fine.
Okay. So, my question about the Pirates real quick. Do you think any chance of them going out there and making a splash, let's say getting a Justin Upton to help in the outfield, because young Gregory Polanco is sort of struggling. I mean, he has his bright spots here and there, but he's, we'll say he's having a struggle in season.
Yeah, I definitely think that Justin Upton would be an improvement, moving to left, Marte and right. I think Polanco is going to take longer than expected to really develop into an everyday major league player. Like you said, he's struggling most of the time, but then he'll have signs of greatness, like when he had that base of clearing RBI triple last night's game. So, yeah, I definitely think that Justin Upton, even though I really don't think he will land up in Pittsburgh, I think that would be a definitely an improvement.
And I just want to move real quick about the Pirates. John Lugum, if you didn't see his homer last night, was monstrous off of the Glenn Perkins is breaking, painting curveball. He hits another home run. I mean, he's hot right now. And the Pirates got Aramis Ramirez, who is struggling as of late as a Pirate. When Josh Harris and Jordy Mercer do
wait,
come back.
Wait, Benson. This is just breaking. The Mets will actually not acquire Carlos Gomez.
Really?
That's the SportsCenter Instagram. There is no trade. A trade will not transpire. So the Mets are not acquiring Carlos Gomez. At least that's what word on the street is. You'll definitely have more on that, and there will be more on that this morning or this next.
I guess we'll be following that story for the next 10 minutes left on the show and tomorrow. I mean, could you see Sandy Alderson trying to trade fans and then realizing he doesn't want to trade Zach Wheeler? And that's the only thing that I could think of right now.
It does not say. So, yeah.
Okay. So, let's move back to the Pirates. As I was saying, Gon's really hot right now. If he stays on the pre-stay side, do you think when Mercer and Harrison come back, Gon's going to stay put at third or short, and then we'll figure out where Jordy Mercer and Josh Harrison go?
I mean, did Aramis Ramirez get a hit today?
I'm not sure, but last night I think he was 0-for-11 when I was watching since he's been in the Pirates, so I could see Aramis Ramirez losing his job, and I just don't see John Lozano losing his job. He's been too good for Pirates this year.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, no, Aramis Ramirez had his first two hit as a bucket today. And, I mean, I think Aramis Ramirez, it is his last year. I think he is going to get a little leeway, per se, knowing that this is the last year he is going to be playing baseball, and there's no worse way than to be replaced by two younger guys. So I think he will have a little bit leeway, but, I mean, if he does not hit, which he is on the team for, I could definitely see him not starting when they come back.
Do you see the Pirates acquiring, who's also been rumored, Ben Revere or Jeff Francoeur from the Phillies in the next 2 days?
I mean, there's always a possibility, but I just don't see them used for a guy like Ben Revere.
Okay, so Let's talk about Carlos Gomez, because it's interesting. The fact that, I mean, I thought it was a good trade when I heard, and I mean, that's obviously a big part when you get those updates, but, I mean, again, I believe Alderson, or whoever brought this up, all the tenders with all John Morosi, that they would have this information around, because usually when they say something happened, it has happened. Sandy Alderson bluffing to make the Mets fans excited. I just don't, it's hard for me to see how Alderson's been thinking of this whole process. And obviously, we're not inside the GM's head, but it's just interesting to me, because Alderson, he has the pitching, he just needs the hitting. I thought this was a good trade. Let up Zach Wheeler for solid hitting. I thought it made sense to me, but obviously, if SportsCenter is right, want to trade Wheeler anymore.
Yeah, and it seems like now in the trade deadline season, every hour I'm getting a new update on which player is going where, which other player is going where, and I don't know if it ever has said clubs have confirmed, it always says clubs haven't confirmed. But, I mean, this is the only one yet that actually has not gone down. So hopefully we don't see any more of this, as it kind of just throws everything off.
Do you know if Cole Hamels, the trade has been confirmed by both clubs?
I mean, it. I don't know if it's been complete. I think it has.
Okay, so that's obviously an important part. If this Gomez trade has not been confirmed yet, it's supposed to not go down.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm just going to ask, do you think there's going to be any surprise players that are going to be on the move within the next 2 days?
I mean, maybe. I don't really have any specific names, but I think there's a lot of teams that may be in the mix of whether they want to sell or sell or buy. So I think we could definitely see some surprise moves coming up.
I mean, there's always surprise moves every year, and Carlos Gomez, I wouldn't consider it a surprise because he was rumored to be on the move for a while now, but now he was reported to be, but isn't. So, I mean, the whole deadline is obviously a roller coaster every year. There's always rumors, and always it seems like there's always the surprise players, and then something always doesn't pan out. In my mind, that's how the deadline usually goes. But I think this trade deadline has had more moves like that can change a franchise than any other deadline in the my recent memory.
Yeah, I definitely think that could. But also, this happened in the middle of the Mets Padres game. I think it was. Wilmer Flores was in the news trading, but they left him in the game, and he was actually crying on the field. And then I wonder what's going through his mind, knowing that he was traded, but then they changed their mind or whatever. Okay, so we are going to Benson. Yeah, Benson, I see, has dropped. So we're just going to end this stream, or this right now. So goodbye.